Good morning, Paul Andrigo here, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered, 100th episode, the Pay It Forward episode is what I'm calling it. In Canada here, it's Victoria Day, so happy Victoria Day to any of you who are celebrating. And it's also, ironically, National Be a Millionaire Day. So it's kind of fitting that it's such a sort of a big element in my my programming for my clients, for my VIP sellers and buyers in boot camp. And many of you are listening, and hopefully, again, those of you who are not signed up yet, make sure you get on the waiting list, because again, right now, it is absolutely critical that you be, again, have your foot on the ladder in some way, shape, or form. Just being present, being part of, again, the way things are right now in our market, there are so many opportunities. I'm recording this in 2019, but I presume that in 2025, this will still be here, and you'll be listening to it, and you'll be very glad if you were one of the ones, smart ones, who were able to, again, leverage your situation, whatever it is, in whatever form. So this is why this is my Pay It Forward episode. So this is episode 100. At last glance, I've got about close to almost 12,000 total plays. I really could not imagine this day back when I started this journey. Seeing as many are jumping on the podcast train almost daily, it seems like they want to share a piece of the stage with me. So as the result, as the top result for Toronto Real Estate on Spotify at this time, and also in the top 20 search of when you look for real estate podcasts on Spotify, I'm in that top 20 list as of right now. So the space that I've created, this stage that I've created, is reserved for only two. So it's basically for myself and for any of you who are working with me, who have committed to your success. And I don't care whether it's your first rental. I don't care whether it's your first condo. I mean, I do care, obviously. That's the point. It doesn't matter if it's your first rental, your first condo, moving up to a larger home, moving down from a, again, a large home, a mansion, for example, whether it's $2,000 a month or $5 million. I've got so much respect for those who, again, understand that this is a process, and none of this stuff, and this is, you know, kind of the irony about, you know, becoming a real estate success and becoming a real estate millionaire. If that's in your list of goals, it has nothing to do with overnight, because I've been doing this now for 19 years, and I can tell you every story about every client I've met along the way. Not one of them has had an overnight success. It's been, in many cases, through a lot of learning, a lot of experience, a lot of trial and error. And those of you who are listening, I know you understand what I mean. It's not something that you can just jump into and do for a couple of months and then, you know, retire. This is not a multi-level marketing scheme. This is this takes a while. The good news is the amount of time it takes for properties to double, in some cases, has come down. So it used to be where you kind of had to wait 10 years and things kind of, you know, did what they did up and down, and, you know, markets fluctuate and whatnot. I've had some clients do extremely well in shorter periods of time because they bought smart. So I won't get into that today. Today is just about paying it forward. So I'm going to start from the beginning. The guest that I've had on my podcast, and I'm hoping that, again, if you haven't been one of my guests, and you know, you've got some great stories to tell, and again, we hopefully will be able to work together. I would love to have you on. So I'm going to start off for me at the top with the one of the best interviews I think I've done in this whole time is with Tara Stubbins. She runs a company called TakeItEasyToronto.ca. And this is like the absolute, I can't even put into words the success story that she's created from scratch, just from her own hard work, just treating people again, maybe better than she treats herself. Just like absolutely, just full of kindness. Herself and her partner are good friends of my mine and my family. My daughter's even taking care of her cats for her. So I'm not saying that we're not family, but this is, we're actually in some ways more than family, because these are the kind of people that just always watch out for other people and really focus on, and she'll be the first one to tell you that she was put here to, make sure other people, can succeed and have, the right tools. So, and that's such a strong feeling. That's such a strong part of who I am as well, because I don't need to be, and you won't see me driving around in a Lamborghini or a $300,000 car. You won't ever see that with me. But if that is your goal, wherever it is you want to live, if whatever goals you might have, I would love to be in the passenger seat of that car as we drive to your new house. Whatever it is that your goals are, I would so much rather be in the producer seat. That's something that's been a constant for me. You won't see me on billboards. You won't see me on a garbage can. And if you ever do, please, please laugh your face off at it, because it's just something that I would never do. And I just don't understand how that works. But for me, this is the medium that has, I think, sort of put me in a position where, I can, I think, reach the most amount of people, considering, again, how many plays there have been, the fact that I've been doing this now for, again, almost, I think almost a year, maybe a bit more. But maybe almost a year, but again, could not have imagined. So that was number one, was Tara Stubbins. Number two is I got to interview an amazing guy as well, just full of great ideas, Chef Jagger Gordon. And he's from feedetforward.ca. And he's got he started the first pay what you can grocery store, cafe, and bakery in Toronto, and it was just such a wonderful idea that I believe needs to be in every corner, not just the West End, but the East End, the North End, downtown. There's a lot more people that I think need something like this. And the fact that he started it and he's expanded on it from there. And I've even told clients of mine that, if they're, in the area where, again, they're getting groceries, why not, go check it out, and, support this idea. It's something that, again, I'm so glad that it's now part of my podcast library, so that it's something that you guys can just go back to and listen to anytime you wish and hear all about it. The next one was a really good one that, a longtime client, just loyal beyond belief, a guy by the name of Andrew. I don't want to say his last name because I want to sort of keep his privacy, but he is an incredible bass player. He's in a band called Second Pass. And I was able to interview him and ask him about, his journey, and also about the band. And it's just an incredible band. I would say one of the top five local Toronto bands of all time. Just heavy, but still, again, very, like incredible cast of musicians. Like every single person in the band is just extremely talented. I'm very particular. I can talk for hours and you don't want me to about music. I do with my record store clients, and I do with, again, in general, with clients in general. I can speak for hours about the nuances of bands and different genres of music. I love doing that, and you'll probably hear me doing more of that as time goes by. But Andrew was another great interview. After that, I also interviewed Christine Hibbard of the Looking Glass Adventures, which is the premier, in my opinion, escape room in Toronto. And it's located in the Danforth and Victoria Park area of Toronto, and which is very close to, you know, my home area. So it's something I really like promoting, and it's just such a phenomenal idea. And if you just go and just even just check out her Facebook page or the website, you'll actually see like just so many people having a great time. So if you've never gone, you should definitely book an appointment to go. Also got to interview the amazing people at Muddy York Brewery, which is, I would say, one of the premier breweries in the city. And I got to hear the whole story. And I love hearing the whole story behind, you know, small businesses, and especially for a brewery and one that's so sort of connected to the neighborhood. It was just phenomenal to hear the story and to be able to share it with you guys. And not that I really need an excuse to go to a brewery. I played rugby for almost about 10 years of my life. So it was a big, you know, going to pubs after the game and having a couple of beers was part of sort of that community and sort of part of that lifestyle. But I mean, it's just such a great story behind it. And you really should, again, check out my podcast catalog and you know, sort of, you know, hear that whole story from them. Another really good, again, longtime friend, someone that I was able to, you know, get on my podcast is a guy by the name of Tyson Staples. He actually was my boss when I was working in the Good Life Fitness Club chain back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I knew him from a whole different lifestyle, and he sort of, you know, he sort of knew about me and how, he was able to, I guess, and we joke about this, and if he's listening, he'll probably laugh when he hears it, but how I didn't get fired, because of the fact that I was, again, I've always been a sort of an idea guy, and I've always had, again, you know, like I want to try a new cross promotion, do something a little different, maybe push the limits a little bit, always on the up and up, but just, you know, I was probably from a boss standpoint, I was probably a handful, and I got nothing but support from this guy. And it was at a formative time in my life, and I was just sort of finding what it is I wanted to do. And when I decided that I wasn't able to do, or wasn't able to reach the goals that I wanted in my life in the gym business, I moved over to real estate, and he was also one of the first supporters for me there. So that's just proof. And again, there's a bunch of other guys. There's also a great guy named George McPherson, who also, again, was so supportive in the transition and again, helped him and his wonderful family make a move. And again, the list goes on and on and on with just amazing people. I can't tell you how many. And again, still many of them good friends to this day. So, and that was for me something that sort of, you know, again, I wanted to pay it forward, help them whenever I could, in whatever way I can, whatever influence I have. And of course, having Tyson on, you know, again, as probably one of the premier personal trainers in the country. And he's based out of Kingston, Ontario. So again, listen to that podcast and find out a bit more about how he works. And again, just total, you know, absolute down to earth, good guy. You know, I'd highly recommend him if you're looking for a trainer in the Kingston area. Another really great one was Amanda Monday, and that was this year. And this was at The Workaround, which is a brand new co-working space in the Woodbine Danforth area, right on the corner. You can't miss it. And it basically is a place where if you are, you know, and it's open to, you know, basically anybody who wants the space, to use for work. But, I mean, if you're in the process of, you know, you've got small kids and you need an office space to use, but you don't want to rent a whole office yourself, you simply, head over there and you find out about, again, all the great office, co-working office, options that you have there. It's just phenomenal. The interview with her was really great. She was extremely good at explaining what it is that she does, way better than I could. And she's also written a book. And I believe there's lots more going on with, you know, this great idea of hers, and one of, you know, just one of these really good, and she ended, she actually was a friend or is a friend of a, of another client of mine. And that's how I connected with her. And again, just totally all across the board, even her friend who connected me, who knows her, just absolute, just, you know, up and up, good people. I've got, you know, so many referrals from this group of people. I can't even, you know, I can't even begin to say thanks for that. Another great one was, again, I try to make sure that I balance things out. So, because you can see, brewery, music, fitness. And I also interviewed a lawyer by the name of Milad Takafori at Takafori Law. And they do, he does real estate, personal injury, wills, and disciplinary cases. But again, just a really good all-around, you know, lawyer to help explain sort of the process. Because for a lot of people, you know, the first time they ever meet with a lawyer is, you know, when they absolutely need one. And I'm of the opinion, and this is definitely true in real estate, that you need to talk to someone like me or like him or anybody else before you actually need them. Because if you wait until the moment you need to have someone like that or like me in the process, sometimes there's so many details going on that you can't really, you know, you can't really focus on, you know, the specific details of that person and getting to know someone, especially when it's, you know, involving potentially the largest purchase of your life. I think it's worth, you know, 20 minutes or 15 minutes, which is what I do. If you go onto any of my sites, mysoldreport.com or uniquetoronto.com, you'll see a link there to book an appointment with me. And it's literally just like a 15-minute quick appointment. Sometimes we do showings, but sometimes it's just a quick 15-minute, you know, have a coffee, have a beer, whatever. You know, there's your office, your home, coffee shop, whatever. Just a way to connect. And I think that's one of the things that I tried to do with this podcast, is just try to connect you to these people and sort of, you know, introduce you to them. And hopefully you'll be, you know, interested enough to hear, you know, their story and connect with them, you know, down the line. Another really fun one was the Virtual Experience Arcade and Lounge. And this is in the Danforth and Woodbine area. Again, my home neighborhood. I would easily call this the most amazing 3D arcade in the East End, that I'm aware of. You know, my kids, their friends, they absolutely love this place. They can't get enough of it. I've actually had to sort of set a limit as to, you know, when we can go back there, simply because, you know, it has to do with, of course, you know, focusing on their, you know, their schoolwork and their reports and all that kind of stuff. I sort of have it as a reward for them. But I actually have, and this is something you guys can get from me. I've got a 21-minute trial period that's available. And this is only from me. This is something I created with them to make sure that everybody who, you know, hasn't been there before checks it out. And I don't care what, you know, whether you're 8 or 80, you'll get a kick out of virtual, like, you know, the 3D experience, virtual reality. It's amazing. So make sure you check them out. Virtual Experience Arcade and Lounge in the Woodbine Danforth area. And also with, The Workaround, which is Amanda Monday's place. I also have some special passes and things like that that I can offer for you, again, exclusive through me, because of the fact that, again, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I'm spreading the word for, again, all these companies that that are in the area, and I'm always looking for more and more partnerships to go along with. And really, it's just the very basic elements of a cross promotion, where you allow me to promote, you know, what I do, and I'm happy to do the same for you. It's really sort of the very basic elements of cross promotion marketing, and something I have been doing since I was in the fitness business. And I would actually go out on my own without any prompting to some big companies, and on a regular daily basis get shut down. And I remember who you are, by the way. Those of you who shut me down, even when I was in my teens, and again, I was just scared out of my mind to do this stuff. And a lot of you, like, again, didn't want to do any cross promotions. This was when I was in the fitness business, and didn't want to give me a chance. Again, I remember who you are, and I have not spent a penny in your stores as a result. I'm not going to name you. I'm not going to go that far. But these were some big businesses that were nearby the gyms that I was working at. Again, I was just a, you know, a hungry, ambitious kid that wanted to get out there and sort of push the limits of figure out how to promote, you know, my business the best way I could. So whenever some company wants to do that with me, I always say, first of all, yes, and let's discuss the details. Just simply because if there's a way that I can do it and there's any sort of a connection, whether it's location or whether it's the services that, you know, you guys might provide, I would love to make sure that you have the opportunity to, again, be here on my podcast, especially since a lot of you have been mentioned. And one of the more recent ones was with a Toronto stager. And I was trying to do with the lawyer that I interviewed, I want to do the top Toronto lawyers. I want to interview every single one of you that, again, is the best at what you do. So make sure you contact me. And number two, I wanted to also interview the top Toronto stagers. And the reason why I want to do that, and it's sort of a personal thing, but it's also, of course, related to what I do. I think that the whole element of having a professional, and this is the thing. You can do anything you want on your own. You can do anything you'd like, without any experience. But when I have, a client ask me about the best possible, person to do the staging, I always say hire a professional. And that's something why, again, I focus on, my goal is to focus on the marketing and the promotion of the real estate, and then to have someone else come in and do the staging. I just don't believe that it is something that needs to be done in-house. I know some realtors do, and they've got vans, and they got all this other kind of stuff. I think, though, it's just one of those things where it's just not the same thing as having, again, like a professional, someone who just does this, not something that they're, just doing something on the side. This is what they do. This is like, with me, with what I do. So Red Baranuevo at Redesign for More was the guy I interviewed. Fantastic guy. I've done a bunch of projects with him over the years. And I had the chance to sort of ask him a few, really important questions about staging, and about how it relates to you guys. So the last thing I want to say, I've been doing this for about 20 minutes now, and I've tried to keep my, episode 100 to something reasonable as well, is that part of the giving back on each sale for me is really important. And again, I cannot do this without you guys. I really need to make sure that, you guys get that without, you guys investing in me, I can't do anything on my end. So for me, it's a very simple goal where if I'm able to help 5 to 10 of you each month, I'm able to then provide between 25 to 50 meals for the hungry and homeless, whether it be through the food bank, whether it be through the Scott Mission, which is something that I've done, whether it's through the Red Door Shelter. There's a number of really great services that, again, need our help. The Daily Bread Food Bank also has a matching donations program you can look into. It might be your company might be on that list. And I also try to do a little bit for Easter Seals, which is a really great program that we sort of have adopted through Century 21, and it's been something that's been very close to the hearts of many people here, and having people with disabilities in my family, it's something that really means a lot to me too. So whenever I can, and this is really just a matter of when you invest in me, and I'm able to do absolutely everything I can to help you succeed and do well, I want to be able to pay it forward, not just to you, but pay it forward twice. So to you and to some other service and or program, whether it be, again, one of these programs, whether it be the Feed It Forward program, again, whatever I can do to help promote and encourage, and of course, donate when I can, it really does make a difference. So thanks again for everyone who's, been part of the episode, episodes up to 100. And I'm looking forward to, again, connecting with you guys even more as we get into the episode 101 and forward. And once again, thank you, each and every one of you, for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for the likes. And of course, again, I ultimately want to connect with every one of you. It doesn't matter to me where in the world you are. Toronto's a pretty familiar location for a lot of you. Some of you fly in for business. If you do, just, shoot me a quick note and say, hey, I'm in town for a couple of days, or I'm in town for overnight. I've met people at the airport when they were on the way here to discuss real estate plans. And some of them have become, really big projects that I've worked on with you guys. I totally respect your time. And again, hopefully this podcast sort of tells you a bit about my, how I work and what my goals are. But I really look way more forward to hearing what your goals are and how I can best help you. So thanks again. Episode 100 is done, and I'm working on the next chapter. Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.